The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Asbagh bin Nubata, a very close companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen, says, one day we were sitting around the Imam, in Masjid Kufa. And at that moment, Ali turned to them and he said, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, قَدْ حَبَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِمَا لَمْ يَحْبُوا بِهِ عَهَدًا. O people of Kufa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted you something which He has not gifted to anyone. And then he describes, what is it? He says, فَفَضَّلَ مُصَلَّاكُمْ. He has given excellence and preference to this musalla, Masjid Kufa, that you have the place of worship. And this Masjid Kufa has a historical link to the past. And he says, وَهُوَ بَيْتُ آدَمْ. It is the house of Adam. وَبَيْتُ نُوْهُ. It is the house of Nuh. وَبَيْتُ إِدْرِيسِ. He is the house. It was the house of Idris. وَمُصَلَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْخَلِيلِ. It was the place where Ibrahim alayhi salam did his namaz. وَمُصَلَّ أَخِ الْخِزْرِ. And it is also the musalla of my brother Khizr, who is still alive. وَمُصَلَّايَ. And it is also my musalla where I do the ibadat. وَإِنَّ مَسَاجِدُكُمْ هَذَا أَحَدُ الْأَرْبَعَ الْمَسَاجِدِ الَّذِي أَخْطَارَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And your masjid, this one, Masjid Kufa, is one of the four masajid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and given it preference over all the masajid of the world. And then he actually talks about it and he says, وَلَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانٌ يَكُونُ مُصَلَّى الْمَهْدِي مِنْ وُلْدِي. And a time will come when this Masjid Kufa will become the musalla of the Mahdi, who will be from my children and my descendants. And he says this is such an important musalla and place of worship, that if the mu'mineen come to know, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسَ مَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْبَرَكَةِ. If people come to know the blessings and the barakat which is there in Masjid Kufa, لَأَتُوهُ مِنْ أَقْطَارِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَوْ حَبْوًا عَلَى الثَّلْجِ. They will go towards Masjid Kufa. They will come to the Masjid Kufa from all sides of the earth, even if they have to crawl over the ice on their way coming to Kufa. Talking about, you know, the four masajid that Amir al-Mu'mineen talked about, that Allah has gave preference to it, it's interesting to look at the affiliation of these four masajid. The first one, of course, is Masjid al-Haram, which is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is Masjid al-Nabi in Medina, and that is linked to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third is the shrine of Karbala, where again we see that, you know, it is linked to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And the fourth is Masjid Kufa, which is linked to Imam Mahdi as his future headquarters. And so we see that, you know, there is a lot of connection when we talk about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will bring the struggle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to its final point by establishing the divine government in Kufa, which was the original destination of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. So we see that Kufa will become the destination for Imam Mahdi to establish the government, and that was the destination of Hussein ibn Ali also, although he was not allowed to reach there. So let us talk about the people of Kufa of the early days, since we talk about the events of Karbala. That when the people of Kufa, as we know, they came to know about the refusal of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in pledging allegiance to Yazid, They started their own campaign of trying to invite the Imam to Kufa as their leader. You know, in the letters that they wrote to him, their message was very clear that Yazid is an oppressive enemy. He has assumed power deceitfully. He has usurped the people's property and he has ruled over them without their consent. He kills the good people of the Ummah and, you know, saves those who are evil among them. And he makes the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a monopoly for himself and the rich one in his tribe. And when Imam started getting all these letters from Kufa, his response can be summarized in one of his letters where he says, "The summary of your message has been that we don't have an Imam, so come to us so that Allah may guide us to the right path." And so Hussein continues, "I swear by my life that an Imam is nobody, but the one who rules according to the Quran, and the one who establishes justice, and the one who believes in the true faith, and dedicates himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wassalam." End of the quotation from the letter of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So many letters actually came, to the extent that when the cavalry of Hur confronted Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and a time came where Imam talked to them later on, and he said, "I have just come because of the letters that you people of Kufa have sent to me." And when Hur said that, you know, "I'm not part of that and I don't even know anything about these letters." At that time, Imam called his slave, Uqba bin Sam'an. And he says, "Akhrij al-khurjayn al-ladhayna fiha kutubuhum ilayya." Uqba bin Sam'an was not only a slave, he was actually like a personal assistant of the Imam. So Imam told him, "O Uqba bin Sam'an, you know, bring the two sacks of letters to me so that I can show it to them." It means that it was not one or two or ten letters. There were so many that they had to be placed into two bags. And Uqba bin Sam'an was the custodian of those documents and papers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And so it was on the basis of these letters that Imam sent Muslim bin Aqil in the middle of the month of Ramadan, when he was in Mecca, to go to Kufa and investigate the ground situation and report to him about it. And as we know that the initial enthusiasm was shown to Muslim bin Aqil when he reached in Kufa, you know, about 12 to 18,000 people pledged allegiance on his hand for Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet Muslim bin Aqil was abandoned at the end and brutally killed along with his host Han ibn Urwa. So the question is asked many times, especially by some of the Sunni scholars, that who were these people of Kufa who killed Hussein? Were they not the Shias of Ali? And so it's important to understand the people of the Kufa of the early days. We are not talking about the present time or the future. The people of Kufa at that time, whether you look at the days of Imam Hassan alayhi salam or at the time when Karbala took place, they were of different kinds. As far as the true Shias of Ali are concerned, who believed in Ali and Ali Ali as the successors of Rasulullah, they were in a minority. Some of them were part of this campaign of writing the letters to Imam Hussein. For example, the first letter was also signed by Habib bin Mazahir and Muslim bin Awsaja. And the last letter, for example, had the signature of many, including Hani bin Hani and Sa'id bin Abdullah. And these are the people who one way or another were able to reach to Imam Hussein in Karbala, and they became among the shuhada and the martyrs of Karbala. There were some Shias who actually were sincere, but they were prevented by Ibn Ziyad's forces from reaching Karbala. We don't realize that Ibn Ziyad had assigned 500 soldiers under the command of Zajr bin Qais al-Ju'fi to monitor the paths leading towards Karbala and to stop anyone from joining Hussein ibn Ali. Although we still have people like Amir bin Abi Salama who were able to fight through that barrier and went on to Karbala and he was among the Shuhada of Karbala. There were some sincere Shia who were actually forced to hide, because when they were prevented from reaching Karbala, they realized that Ibn Ziyad is going to forcefully enlist them in the Yazidi's army. And so they didn't want to be part of it, so they hid actually themselves. And then you have few other Shias like Mukhtar and Sulaiman bin Surad al-Khudai, who were actually in prison when the Shahadat of Hussein happened in Karbala. So this is as far as the minority of the Shias are concerned. The majority of the people in Kufa, including those who had signed the letters, were actually political opportunists. Or they were those who were weak iman. You know, they would give in very easily to peer pressure. When they thought that Imam is willing to lead them against Yazid and his Syrian forces, and there were chances that he would win, they wanted to be on the winning side. And they agreed to support Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But when tide changed, and Ibn Ziyad came in from Basra to Kufa and exerted pressure on them in different ways, they succumbed to the pressure and joined the forces of evil. And so this was they were the people who initially supported Imam Hussein by supporting Muslim, but they did that not because for the love of Hussein, but because of their hatred towards Yazid and the people of Sham. And so this is where we see the background, that now Imam, you know, based on the initial report of Muslim bin Aqil, he leaves Mecca to go towards Kufa.
Ya Aba Abdillah, Ya Hussein, Ya Mawlai, Ya Ibn Zahra, Ya Ibn Taha, 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 bi abi anta wa ummi, Ya Ibn Zahra, Ya Ibn Taha.